Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Hey, what's up? This is Dupel. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Was a big group breakfast like so many others. Had our eggs and we got each other. Merits of towns and good hash browns. Morning winds up while the evening down. There's sun in the steam of the coffee cups. It lingers round the table and warms us up. Where will you go next? What do you do? Really nice last night having drinks with you.
Making bacon, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and we are looking at another beautiful summer day. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. So I hope everybody is doing well out there. It's been fabulous weather for both, well, let's just say time of the year for both weather and events around town. And so, yeah, get out there. Do stuff. It's so much fun. So much fun. All right. So, you know, this past week, speaking of lots to do, I ended up going to a couple shows. Went to the mansion. And I saw last weekend they had like a Canada Day summer festy thing on where I was able to go and see a few different bands. Saw Sweet Pete in the Heat play, who I've seen at the Toucan a few times and Groove too. Got to see Nate from the program, got to see their band play. And then the Healy Brothers, who I haven't had an opportunity to see around town, but finally got to see them. So I had heard some of their music before, but that was cool. They are very handsome, young-looking men. Pretty boys. They are sharp-looking guys, and they promoted on their social media and stuff. So that was pretty cool. And ended up going downtown, seeing the fireworks, Scratch Bastid, who I had seen back-to-back. Got to see him at the Hayloft in Picton, which was a hoot. Good old county hoot. My buddy AJ and I went, and he doesn't get out much, as that happens as you get to be as old as we are. We meaning DJ Over Easy and his dozen eggs. And so went out there, had a good time. AJ got a few drinks in him, which was a lot of fun to see. And yeah, but then got to see him again at Market Square, and that was pretty cool. Did some dancing down front. Let's see. Oh, and then I was back to the mansion for a pretty wicked show on Wednesday, which kind of inspired me to do a little bit of a different take this morning. I got a few songs on Spotify, but as many are saying, and I was listening to an interview on CFRC yesterday with Savannah Shea, who I will play later, because back to the mansion. This weekend at the mansion, there is the Summer Bash. So after the next break, I'll describe that. I'll get all the details of that for the mansion. That's happening today. There is also the Wolf Island Analog Island weekend that's happening. So we'll touch base on that, remind everybody about that. Yeah, the mansion, made it back there and saw a pretty wicked show. My one buddy, Scotty, loves surfing. He's always on the surf report and in town. I do believe they're from Toronto, based out of Toronto, the Surfajets. And that is surf rock brought back. And these ladies, man, they are bosses, let me tell you, 100%. The album is super cool. If you follow along on my social media at CFRC _ Make and Bacon, my turntable at home recorded the record playing with the sound and that. So, so that inspired me. Beautiful old retro diner scene where the girls are all dressed up in baby blue, like server outfits. It's so cool. So cool. Looks so amazing. So I encourage you to check it out. But luckily, because you have tuned in here, I'm going to share some of their music directly with you on vinyl. So as I mentioned, that kind of got me inspired to be able to play a little more vinyl. I'm going to start off with a bit of a set from Spotify, which, you know, we're starting to hate on Spotify for many reasons. Pick your reason. Rich people, wars, you know, genocide, whatever. They're all connected. They're all connected. Let's get rid of these and let's get some vinyl and support our local musicians because we don't need that. All right, everybody. So let's go. But first, let's go. Brand new releases, brand new releases everywhere. Oh my goodness. So, brand spankers, as Dean would say. Love that guy. At the Door. We're going to start off with At the Door, a new release by Nolan Hubbard and Sit Still. Then there is a new release by the Healy Brothers, First in Line and Jaden's. I'm going to play a Scratch Bastard song, which is not a brand spanker. But then after that, Pretty Boy KO with his brand spanker Coolin'. All right, enjoy these, and then I'll get back and we'll hit the vinyl, yo.
Oh, come on and step, 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 step. You come on and step, 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 step.
This my life, it's more than music. stay to myself. I'm just cooling.
Bo, bo, bo. Yeah, that's Pretty Boy KO, local hip hop upstart and hardworking young man. He is currently in a competition called America's Next Hitmaker .org. Go on to Facebook and please vote for him. Get him into the next round. He's made it through three or four rounds. The last round, he got voted out, but he got a wild card because of the support that people have been giving him. And this, he's on Apple Music, and his last couple tracks had over a million streams in that. So people are recognizing the talent that we have here in Kingston that has no venues to play. Nobody's following him here. And yet here he is in a competition doing very well, representing Canada. So the least we could do is go on to the website, Pretty Boy KO. Look for him under the AmericanHitmakers.org on Facebook. Go to the page there. Vote and help this young man out. And if you donate to a charity, you can get him more votes. So please, if we live in Kingston, we're doing pretty good. We're doing pretty good. So you can help this young man really advance his career and representing Kingston. Come on, people. Come on. Okay. All right. So I've got records in front of me. Records, records. So much fun. So I've been really enjoying both playing and listening and gathering, getting LPs, vinyl from any of the shows that I get to see around town. Now, this past week, as I had mentioned, saw the Surfa Jets. However, I did forget to, well, not forget, I was holding it in wait. The man who opened for the Surfa Jets, the dude's name is Bloodshot Bill. Now, you got to check this guy out. He is, he reminds me of like early Ween, when they were just kids doing stuff, but they're all more electronic than that. This dude plays bare feet. He's got a kick drum and a foot top hat thing. I don't know what they are called, just the simple things. And plays guitar, plays like a grungy kind of bio rock and roll, and just kind of almost does like a jazz scat. Like a bio jazz scat down on the bio of Mississippi jazz. Anyways, this dude, so much fun, so much fun. So I picked up his one album, Bloodshot Bill and King Kong. And that's 14 hits that don't quit. The Tandoori Nights in glorious mono. And it looks like either my buddy Devin or a 12-year-old child has done all the artwork here. So, so cool, so cool. And to top it all off, the song I'm going to play you right now is potential backup, potential contention maybe for a new theme song for Making Bacon. It is called Bacon is Good. And then after that, I'm going to go, I'm going to flip back and forth. I'm going to do some turntable juggling. I'll play a Bloodshot or a Tandoori Nights song, and then I'll play a Surfa Jets song, and then I'll play a Tandoori Nights, and then I'll play a Surfa Jets, and then I'll throw on a couple new LPs. We'll go from there. So, all right, let's see how we got. What we got. No, that didn't work. So, I'm not getting sound. No sound. Turntable one is on. Oh, there's turntable two. Oh. Hang in there, folks. I had my turntables mislabeled. All right, well, here's... That's Sega Ninja. And I just wanted to mention, I obviously got the wrong song there. That one's called Making Bread. Making Bread. I'll play the bacon song next. All right, here we go. Suffragettes.
Let's see.
Order up.
recognized that's the end of the last song that I still played, which that first song by the Surfer Jets was called Instant Coffee. This one is called Word Salad. Telling you this record thing, it's a lot more work, a lot more fun, and everything of course is a challenge for old DJ Over Easy. Oh, speaking of which, hello everyone. Hello. Hey, there's people out there. I'm not in my own little world. So, good morning, everyone. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Making Bacon. I'm DJ Over Easy. Just taking it easy. It's one of those weeks where beautiful summer, wonderful things going on. Yet, if you're, let's just say, area or your circle of consciousness goes beyond just the local area, it's a challenging world out there these days. So, but the benefit is you don't need that. You don't need any of that. You just need CFRC 101.9 FM. You turn that on. And you get a dose of local talent, volunteers coming out. You listening right now yourself could come down here and help out. It's one of the coolest things that I've done. It's in one way or another, it's changed my life in ways that I never anticipated. For instance, people think I'm way cooler than I am. So if you want to be able to have people think that you're way cooler than you are, like you got some big fancy life where you go to all these shows and get these cool records, then sign up to CFRC. I'm telling you. All right, so, see, so much work with these records. All right, so before that, where's Bill? Okay, Tandoori Nights, Tandoori Nights. So first, we had Bacon Bread by Tandoori Nights, followed by Bacon Is Too Good. Now, tell me that is not in contention for a theme song. How cool is that? Then there is the Surfa Jets, Instant Coffee and Word Salad. All right, back at SPAF, picked up a record by Ezekiel Proctor, who is a fictional musician who played various snake oil shows and carnivals around the United States during the Depression. So let's have a little listen to Ezekiel. All right.
Another bad lonely. A stranger is a stranger.
This stuff, but that of course was Good Company, and that song is so good, dude, that I had to rewind. Yeah, that's a desirable thing in hip hop. Maybe not the way I did it, but it is. All right, so first song, Crib House Drip. By Ezekiel Proctor, and then of course Burnin' by Good Co. Now Good Co is going to be in Picton next Friday, so I'm going to make the drive because it's the last time you're going to get to see these guys live for a bit, because Mike is having a baby. Well, he's not, obviously. So, but he is going to be there as his partner has a baby. How's that sound? He's just the support crew. However, hell of a guitar player in the band, so you'll get to see him. Let's do another Ezekiel song, and then I'll figure out what's happening.
I had a gal, a little pal. She was so sweet to start. Then things got bad, she's always getting mad. I knew someday we'd have to part. Well, she blew her top today, because I came home with the wrong bouquet. Gonna tell her that I'm gone, put it in a song, and this is what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna find a new sweetheart just like you. The one that treats me right. Gonna find a new sweetheart just like you. Not so but a spy. There was so much nastiness I can't ignore, 'cause that woman's built just like a V8-4. I'm gonna find a new sweetheart just like you. The one that treats me right.
Yeah, so that was Ezekiel Proctor and Find Another Sweetheart. Before that, Good Go, Friday, July the 11th, I think. I don't know. There's something covering it up. 7:30 to 10:30 at Lonesome, 279 Main Street, Picton. All right. Hank's Lonesome. And yeah, get out there and see the guys before they go on maternity leave. The band. That's funny. I wonder if they'll all be there. Okay, so Marley Hale, we're going to close out the hour with Marley Hale, who saw Down at the Buckle. Love this song. Heartbreaking and beautiful. Whoops, wrong switch. See, one turntable starts automatically, the other one doesn't, so. Marley Hale, Good Man.
The night is heavy. it's all that we have left. And another singing from across the bar says he'll do.